Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And as always, we have intriguing guests on this show. And today we have an exceptional individual, someone whose name you will immediately recognize, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, author of The Sinatra Solution, Metabolic Cardiology. Thanks for being on the show today, Dr. Sinatra.
Hey, it's great to be here, Mike.
Do you prefer to be called Dr. Sinatra or Steven, or it's all okay?
Anything you want. Steve's fine.
All right. I'll call you Steve. It's just a little easier.
All right.
Now, you are well known. I mean, you've been in this industry teaching, educating people for decades, but yet you have now compiled your best new information into this book. Can you give our listeners a brief of what's in this book, The Sinatra Solution?
Sure, Mike. I mean, I've been using nutraceutical support or you know, vitamins and minerals for years, ever since I became a cardiologist in 1977. And, you know, I've been using coenzyme Q10 since 1986. I've been using the carnitine since the early 90s, and I wrote books on those in the past. But something was missing. There was a missing link.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting in the audience in Las Vegas 4 years ago when I heard another cardiologist, Dr. Roberts, who I asked to write the foreword to this book. He was lecturing on D-ribose. And I'm sitting in the audience and I'm going, oh my gosh, this is what the heart needs. It was like the missing link that's been avoiding me for years and avoiding cardiologists, you know, in their lifetime as well.
Sure.
And when I realized that ribose was this big player for the heart, in combination with Q10 and carnitine, it became the holy trinity for heart disease. So
wow.
I had this aha, and that's why I wrote the book.
So what does it go? Does it detail all the benefits of these three nutraceuticals, or does it go into dosage recommendations? What does the book really introduce to people?
Well, basically all the things you mentioned, but really the book explains that anybody with heart disease, it can be a young woman with mitral valve prolapse, it can be somebody with high blood pressure, a diabetic heart, somebody with a heart attack or a stent or a bypass. I don't care what the problem is with the heart. What I've learned over the last few years as a result of writing this book is that these hearts leak out what we call ATP out of the heart. It literally leaks out of the heart and it's lost into the plasma and it gets metabolized. But the body can't make back the energy fast enough.
Uh-huh.
It's like having a hole in your pocket. You're putting change in your pocket and you lose all your change.
Yeah.
And what happens here is that these hearts are energy starved. That's the key. So what happens here is that when you give ribose, coenzyme Q10, and carnitine with magnesium, these awesome foursome nutrients give the heart the energy it needs. You know, we can call it chi, we can call it prana. Whatever that ATP energy is, these people become alive, their suffering goes away, their quality of life soars, and it's been the greatest thing that's happened in my lifetime because now I can really help these people achieve a better quality of life.
Well, I'm very excited to hear you say that because so many of these people out there, when they're diagnosed with congestive heart failure or various heart conditions, the first thing they're told to do is take a pill,
right.
Take a pharmaceutical.
Right.
Now, you've talked about that in many of your books for many years, but can you give us a summary? Why should people not turn to a pharmaceutical as their first option? I mean, why the nutritional approach?
Well, the nutritional approach is very, very important. But first, I mean, I still use pharmaceuticals.
Yes, I understand.
In emergencies, I have to use pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely.
And a lot of these people with congestive heart failure, I still do pharmaceuticals. But pharmaceuticals have their place, but over long term, they can be disasters. Because what do pharmaceuticals do? First of all, they deplete nutrients. You name any pharmaceutical, and I will tell you what nutrient it depletes. Like, for example, aspirin depletes folic acid. Birth control pills in young women deplete B vitamins. You know, statin drugs deplete coenzyme Q10.
Right.
So what happens is when anybody uses a drug, you get nutrient depletion. Now, having said that, nutrient depletion in a situation of environmental toxicity, whether it's radiation, mercury, trans fatty acids, insecticides, pesticides, in the setting of emotional turmoil, we all have anger, rage, sadness, that sets the stage for disease.
So you talk about nutrient depletion. You just mentioned CoQ10 being depleted by statin drugs. But isn't it interesting that in the industry, in pharmacology, people who have cholesterol conditions are given statin drugs, which depletes the CoQ10, which damages the heart.
Exactly.
And it's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle. That's why the Canadian government and anybody using a statin on the label it says on the label that this drug may deplete coenzyme Q10.
But not in the United States.
Not in the United States, no.
Wow. I mean, why is that information not made available to patients in the U.S., in your opinion?
I just don't know, but it's happening. It's happening. More and more doctors are getting interested in CoQ10.
Good.
I've written chapters and textbooks of cardiology on CoQ10 myself.
Yes.
I've written other chapters and other textbooks. So it's coming. It's coming. And I just feel that coenzyme Q10 is so vital that in the next 10 years, doctors can't practice without it.
So let's cover the three nutrients again. Coenzyme Q10.
Right.
Carnitine.
Right.
And ribose.
Right.
And is there one product that combines these three that you recommend? Or
No. In fact, if we look at these, you know, well, what do they do? Well, first of all, think of ribose as the fuel for ATP. Remember, the ATP molecule needs ribose. It needs ribose because it forms that central sugar in the ATP molecule. Now, what does carnitine do? Carnitine is like the carrier. It's like the freight train that takes the fuel in to the mitochondria, you know, these furnaces in our body that ignite energy, right? They form the ATP.
Uh-huh.
And what does Q10 do? Well, Q10 provides the spark that ignites the whole process.
Oh,
so you get a
wonderful.
Perfect holy trinity here. You got ribose as the fuel, carnitines as a freight train, taking in the nutrients to be burned in the mitochondria, and more importantly, taking the toxic metabolites out, and CoQ10 the spark. And that's why things happen.
I love your metaphors. You are a really great communicator. And folks, if you're listening to this and this is making sense to you, but you'd like to learn more, be sure to check out the book. It's called The Sinatra Solution, Metabolic Cardiology. You can find this on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or bookstores everywhere. How long has this book been out for?
Well, my first edition I wrote in 2005, and then I've had 9 editions since then.
Uh-huh.
But this is a revised edition. I added about 40 to 50 pages of new material. And the reason why I did this is I realized my 2005 book was so vital in people's health, it was no fluke.
Yeah,
I mean, metabolic cardiology really works. It really works.
And the fact that you're able to translate this technical information into terms that really make sense to people, I think is phenomenal. I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting from people who read your book and are able to apply it in their own lives? I'm curious.
It's just been enormous, Mike. I can't tell you how many people have emailed me, written me letters stating they were on a heart transplant list, they came off. You know, people whose angina went away, that means heart cramp or chest pain, quality of life, sores. I've had doctors call me, electrophysiologists, pediatric cardiovascular surgeons, you know, cardiovascular surgeons, cardiologists saying, this makes total sense. I can't believe it. I should have been using this for years. So it's given me a lot of satisfaction and joy knowing that I helped a lot of people.
Well, I just wonder, I mean, I have a big picture question about health in America and health care. Why isn't our system looking for answers such as the ones that you've detailed in this book and saying, hey, this works. Let's use this pattern and share it with everybody. Let's practice medicine that works. Let's prevent heart disease. You know, wouldn't it be nice if our system actually encouraged that kind of sharing of things that work?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, that's really what should happen. But we live in a victim society.
Yeah.
And basically, the mantra in this society is pharmaceutical drugs will cure you, and nothing is farther from the truth. The problem is that people don't take enough responsibility for their health. And, you know, it's so simple. If we ate better, if we avoided sugar, if we, you know, took in omega-3s, if we did, the ATP support and metabolic cardiology, and we got away from drugs and pharmaceutical drugs, it's the higher road, Mike, but people thrive when they do it that way.
Do you have a website where people can learn more about you and your books?
Yeah, I mean, they can go to OptHealth, OptHealth.com. Or go to drsinatra.com, any of those websites, for my newsletter or my books.
Okay, that you heard that, opthealth.com or drsinatra.com. You have a newsletter. How many books do you have out now? I mean, it's so many.
I got about 10 or 12. I wrote books on heartbreak and heart disease, you know, emotionality in the heart. And I've written books on women in heart disease. And my last book was Reverse Heart Disease Now. That's about vitamin K2 and plaque reversal. That's
yes.
really exciting, too.
Yes.
I mean... I'm at a great time in history right now because I really think I can make an impact in people's lives.
I think you are making an impact. Let me just say that. You're having a tremendous impact. And stay with us, folks. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Stephen Sinatra, author of The Sinatra Solution, Metabolic Cardiology, a book that you can find in retail and online bookstores everywhere. Check it out. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and we are joined today by Dr. Stephen Sinatra, a legend, actually, in natural health and in pioneering medicine, and he has a book out called The Sinatra Solution, Metabolic Cardiology, that, in my opinion, is a must-read book for anyone dealing with heart disease. If you've been diagnosed with heart disease, you need to inform yourself so that you can make better informed decisions. So thanks again for joining us in this segment, Dr. Sinatra.
It's great to be here again, Mike.
On the break, you mentioned that you've been seeing some stories in the mainstream media that cause some concern for you. Can you sort of repeat that for the audience?
Yeah, I mean, basically, in the USA Today, I read this heartbreaking story of a 39-year-old mother with three children who delivered twins. And she developed peripartum cardiomyopathy, which means that when a woman delivers a child, or even twins for that matter, she goes into heart failure. Fortunately, it's rare. It's happened in my life about five times, and I've been practicing cardiology for over 35 years.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I read the story, it evoked a lot of sadness for me because I've had it happen in my practice. I had young women who developed heart failure after the delivery of a baby. It also brought up some hope and joy for me because those women that I treated, I was able to get them off heart transplants list. They're living now. They're doing great. And I was doing that with just CoQ10.
just one nutrient.
Yeah. When I read this article offered no hope. Everything was grim, you know?
Right, right. So it had this terrible problem, but it didn't offer a solution.
Exactly. And so you know what I did? I wrote a letter to the editor yesterday when as soon as the article came out, and I just said, I didn't tell him I wrote a book, I didn't do anything, I just said, look, metabolic cardiology really works. You know, it really works.
Now,
so if I was taking care of that woman, Mike, I would put her on like ribose, a teaspoon three times a day, a couple of 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, maybe a gram or two of carnitine, and 200 to 400 milligrams of magnesium. She can take any pharmaceutical drugs with that. Nothing will hurt her, and I guarantee it, her energy and her quality of life will soar, absolutely soar.
What is your level of confidence or your experience in helping people avoid heart transplant surgeries? I mean, maybe they're symptomatic right now.
Right.
They've been diagnosed with various things. So through the information that you have in your book, The Sinatra Solution, what kind of success rates have you seen or might be reasonable to expect?
I mean, it's been enormous, I can tell you. I mean, first of all, a lot of patients still take medications like ACE inhibitors and diuretics and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But I complement that with, you know, CoQ10, ribose, magnesium, the carnitines, fish oil, and the multivitamin mineral preparations. But I've just seen enormous success. Remember one thing. If you take 100,000 cases of heart failure, about 40% of those are what we call idiopathic. That means no known cause.
Right.
Mike, they're nutritional in origin, believe me. But we
don't call them
nutritional.
Yeah.
We'd make some crazy name calling it uncertain cause, but you know, with the toxic environment, the electropollution that we experience, our cells are suffering. We got to give cells back energy because our energy is being drained every day by our toxic environments.
Now, you're an individual that I consider to be a real scientist in the sense that you're always asking questions. You're open to various answers. You're able to integrate answers from different realms of understanding. Nutrition, for example. Pharmacology, for example. Now, my question to you is, How have these answers become apparent to you, and yet so many of other MDs remain seemingly locked in just conventional pharmacology? What was your breakthrough?
I mean, that's a really good question. And unfortunately, a lot of MDs have blinders on. I've been there myself. But I'll tell you, in my book, I talk about this in the introduction or chapter one. In 1977, when I finished my boards in medicine and my boards in cardiovascular disease, a guy by the name of Jacob Brintz, he was 91 years old. He was a PhD biochemist. And he needed a bypass. And he didn't want it. So he treated himself with nutrition. Now, you got to realize,
really?
I came out of a four-year medical school program, 5 years of postgraduate training, and I was razor sharp, and he said, you know, I found the answer to atherosclerosis. I go, what? And then I'm talking to him on the telephone, and I'm saying, how old are you? He goes, 91. He was erudite, sharp, intelligent, and I said to myself, if I ever make it to 91, I would like to want to be just like him.
Sure.
So he was mentioning magnesium, lecithin, phosphatidylcholine. I didn't even know what they were, Mike.
Wow.
But back then, I said, this is after medical school plus 5 years of training. I said, I got to learn about this. So he was my messenger. God sent me a messenger when I was 31 years old. And ever since then, I've been involved with, you know, nutrition and the heart, because the heart is your core organ in the body. It has the most mitochondria of any organ of the body.
Yeah.
Look at it this way. There's 5,000 mitochondria.
And those are the energy centers in the cells.
Per cell in a heart cell. Those are the energy centers.
5,000 in every cell.
5,000 per cell.
Wow.
In your biceps, there's only 200.
Wow.
A third of the weight of the heart is mitochondria. What do mitochondria need to survive? Metabolic support. Remember this. Mitochondrial DNA, unlike nuclear DNA, have no defense mechanisms.
Uh-huh.
So these mitochondria get tired over time. When we give them Q10, carnitine, ribose, and magnesium, it's rocket fuel for the heart.
They come back to life.
They come back to life. It's like fertilizer for the heart. And that's what I learned.
That's such an inspiring message, because so many people are being told that they have an irreversible condition or they can't do anything other than surgery. And what I love about your message, Stephen, is that you give people options. You give them empowerment.
Oh, that's the key.
Now,
it says something very important here. We got to talk about this. The most important thing in healing, the most important thing in healing is that your patient has got to believe they're going to get well.
Absolutely.
Once I invoke that into their thought pattern, positive intention is so important.
And then you combine that again with the power of these nutrients that are described in your book, and you have medicine at many different levels operating now.
Exactly. But once a patient has the belief they will get well, and I have the intention to get well, once the intention of the doctor meets the intention of the patient, Mike, they get well.
Could I ask you about your own personal health habits? What do you do to stay healthy? I mean, what did you have for breakfast this morning, for example?
I had oatmeal. I had eggs.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, eggs are fine.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with having eggs.
What do you do in terms of supplements? Obviously, you take these three.
Oh, yeah. I take a ton of supplements. I take fish oil, a multivitamin mineral supplement. I take carnitine, CoQ10, ribose, magnesium. I take a supplement for my eyes that contain lutein and acetyl-L-carnitine.
Uh-huh. Do you exercise?
Oh, yeah. I work out with a personal trainer twice a week.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, exercise is important. I practice mind-body techniques. I pray. I just do. There's five pillars of healing. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, that's right.
These are my five pillars. A non-inflammatory diet. Take the sugar out of your diet. Sugar is the most inflammatory mediator of all time. And insulin is the most significant factor in heart disease. Exercise. Targeted nutritional supports. Those are three pillars. Uh-huh. Mind-body interactions and detoxification.
You must detoxify
the body.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're right. I mean, you can do all these things, but if you have a toxic liver if your kidneys aren't working, if your colon isn't working right, I mean, you're still going to be poisoning yourself from the inside.
Exactly. You have to detoxify the body, and there's lots of different ways you can do that. Supplements help. You know, don't eat a lot of foods with mercury and toxins in it, insecticides, pesticides. Eat organic. Be careful about what you're putting in your body. Don't put drugs, perfumes on your skin.
I agree with you.
The skin is a great medium, so we got to be careful what we put on our body.
Well, you've been listening to an exclusive interview with Dr. Stephen Sinatra, author of The Sinatra Solution, Metabolic Cardiology. And can you give your website one more time, please?
Yeah, OptHealth.com. And drsinatra.com.
Is that DR?
DR, Sinatra, SINATRA.com.
Okay, drsinatra.com.
Yeah.
And they can see your newsletter and
books. Oh, yeah, my newsletter's on there, and the opthealth.com has all my books and everything else.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Stephen. It's
Mike,
been a real
great
joy. Thank you. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back after this break with more great health information. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I hope you enjoyed our previous segment, an exclusive interview with Dr. Stephen Sinatra, author of The Sinatra Solution. You know, Dr. Sinatra is really an expert on cardiovascular health, and he's practiced medicine for many, many years. It's a great book to check out. I hope you listened to the nutritional information that he gave us. He was talking about the three key nutrients for heart health. Once again, those are ribose. You can find these all as nutritional supplements, by the way. Ribose, CoQ10, and alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA. And by the way, I'm going to talk about these supplements a little bit here. Alpha-lipoic acid is also well known as a liver-supporting nutritional supplement. It actually helps liver function work better. So I think for people who are taking pharmaceuticals, I mean almost any kind of pharmaceutical, chances are your liver is being stressed out by that because a lot of drugs are really tough on the liver. Long-term liver toxicity is one of the many side effects of taking medications. And if you take alpha-lipoic acid, then you can help avoid some of that liver toxicity by protecting your liver with that supplement. There are other supplements, of course, that protect the liver, such as dandelion. Even just eating a dandelion salad, the leaves or the roots of dandelion, even the flowers, are really good for the liver. Of course, you can also take milk thistle. That's a great way to protect the liver, and that's available as a nutritional supplement. But getting back to the supplements that Dr. Sinatra recommended, we talked about the ALA. Let's talk about the ribose. Now, ribose, I don't actually have a source to recommend for that. I know that Now Foods offers that as a supplement. In fact, I have a bottle in my hands right here. I have a 750 milligram serving here. That's 750 milligrams per capsule. And I take that before I work out because I also find that it supports sustained energy throughout the workout. When you're out working out at the gym or lifting weights or doing cardio or even yoga, whatever it is you're doing, cycling, you don't want to fall off after 30 minutes and find that you don't have any energy left. So instead of using caffeine and other stimulants to try to fake your way through that, I use cellular energy nutritional supplements like ribose. And I think ribose works extremely well. In fact, we're going to be featuring an interview with a company that makes this ingredient. And we'll be bringing you a lot of inside information about ribose in that interview. Look for ribose on heart health products, by the way. You're going to find it being used more in supplements, in drinks, maybe even in some functional foods. I mean, ribose actually tastes really good. It tastes sweet. It's kind of like molasses. It's not exactly like molasses, but it's sweet, and it has kind of an off-sugar type of taste. It's quite delicious to use in smoothies. So you can get ribose as a powder and just blend that right into your superfood smoothie drink, which I hope you're drinking every morning, right? Because that's the recipe for a great, nutritious breakfast. Right now, I'm drinking a superfood smoothie every morning made with an avocado. So just a raw, fresh avocado, plus some chocolate powders, some ribose, Boku superfood powder. I'm putting in some Living Fuel superfood powder. You can find that at www.livingfuel.com. I'm putting in either half of an Asian pear or half of a banana to get some raw fruits in there. I'm also putting in sprouts. I usually put broccoli sprouts or clover sprouts, some kind of other raw sprouts in there. Sometimes I put in cucumbers just because I really like the natural medicine found in cucumbers. Let's see, what else do I put in there? Oh yeah, I like the Sun Warrior vegan protein powder. It's the brown rice protein. You can find that at sunwarrior.com. It's a great product. I gave them an award for the best protein product. It's just a fantastic product. Anyway, there are a few other ingredients in there as well, but ribose is one of them. And as a result, I have a very energetic day. I don't run out of energy at all. Now, the third nutrient that Dr. Sinatra mentioned was CoQ10. Let's talk about CoQ10 here. Now, he mentioned this in the interview, that people who take statin drugs are often CoQ10 deficient. Now, CoQ10 is also called coenzyme Q10, and this is a molecule necessary for the support of cellular energy. It is used by the mitochondria in your cells, which are kind of like the fuel furnaces or the factories in each of your cells. I mean, all the billions and billions of cells in your body have multiple mitochondria, and those mitochondria generate energy, and they need CoQ10 in order to get the job done correctly. Well, these pharmaceuticals that you're taking, especially ones that inhibit liver function, like the statin drugs, which are designed to lower cholesterol, well, they do it by blocking normal, healthy liver function. Sure, they may block some cholesterol production, but they're also interfering with all the other chemical reactions and production processes in your body that are necessary to support normal, healthy cellular function. And one of those is CoQ10. And so people who take statin drugs thinking that they're saving themselves from heart attacks, which, by the way, has never been scientifically proven at all. In fact, the research says that it doesn't save anybody, doesn't reduce the risk of death at all from heart attacks. So it's a total scam. But the people think that they're reducing their risk, so they take these statin drugs, and then they wonder why their muscles hurt. And they wonder why they lose their libido. And they wonder why they have no more energy. They get tired in the afternoon. They start nodding off. The brain doesn't function like it used to. Or some people get extreme muscle pain. Pain so bad that they can't even stand up or walk without excruciating pain. I know a guy here in town, a friend of mine actually, who's in one of the top positions at the local police department. And he was literally almost killed by statin drugs. Literally almost killed. They put him flat on his back, almost in a comatose state. He was in excruciating pain, and he just about died. And his doctor finally realized that this was happening because of the statin drugs, and they took him off the statin drugs, and he recovered in 48 hours. And of course, after that, I told him about CoQ10. I'm always trying to educate people as best I can. I don't try to force nutritional information onto people, but, you know, when they're dying, I will mention a few things. Like CoQ10 in this gentleman's case. He is now taking CoQ10 and he's eating blueberries and he's not using statin drugs and he's much healthier today. He has a lot more energy. He's happier. I mean, wouldn't you be happier to avoid death, you know, and actually recover and be able to live a healthy, energetic life without using dangerous pharmaceuticals that you found out could have killed you? Sure, I'd be happier too, but the best way to stay happy across the board in all of this is to don't even go down that path in the first place. I think statin drugs are a huge scam. I think that cholesterol is not a disease. This was all invented by Big Pharma to sell you drugs by making you think that you're diseased, by making you think that a biochemistry number based on your blood is a disease and that you have to manipulate that number using pharmaceuticals in order to attain any level of health. That's the scam, folks. And CoQ10 is what you need. It's what you need to compensate for in your body if you're taking those drugs. You see, doctors aren't telling anybody this information, though. They're not saying you're taking statin drugs and, by the way, you'll probably be deficient in CoQ10, therefore take some supplemental CoQ10 to protect you from this nasty side effect of the statin drugs. Doctors never tell people that. Almost never. In fact, I've asked this question to many people, and I've never met a person who told me that their doctor even mentioned CoQ10. Doctors don't know about this. They're not taught nutrition. And the doctors that do, by the way, you know what? They can be threatened by their state licensing board for recommending vitamins or supplements or nutrition. They can actually be thrown out of medicine for telling people the truth about the side effects of pharmaceuticals and recommending nutrients. They can. It's happened all over the country. Docs that try to practice alternative medicine or nutritional medicine or really try to go out of their way to educate their patients, they get brought up against the state medical licensing board and sometimes they get their license yanked. The state doesn't want them to teach people that information. Now stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show, and we'll be right back with more information about heart health. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're talking about heart health and some of the medical myths out there. One of the myths, of course, is that cholesterol is a disease and that you need to lower your cholesterol using medication and how dangerous it is to do that because it causes you to be deficient in CoQ10. And the doctors and drug companies, of course, don't tell you anything about this. No, they sort of send you off on your own in the state of chronic nutritional deficiency, stumbling around, maybe dying of this side effect, maybe having a loss of quality of life because of this side effect. But they never tell you that. They never tell you that it's going to harm you. They say, no, you need this drug. It's only going to help you because they're trying to sell you something, that makes them a lot of money and turns you into a repeat patient. Because, of course, if you develop side effects from taking these statin drugs and something starts to hurt, or you have low energy, or you can no longer get an erection, for example, which is one of the common side effects, if you have any of these side effects, what are you going to do? You're going to go back to your doctor. That's repeat business, folks. You're going to go right back to your doctor, and you're going to say, well, last time I came to you and I had high cholesterol, and you gave me this, and now I have this and this and this. Now my head hurts, my muscles hurt, I can't get an erection, my sleep is ruined, I have low energy, and they're going to say, you might be suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. And you see, they always give it a name when they have no idea what it really is. But they want you to think they know what it is, so they give you a name. And then when patients are given a name, they suddenly feel more comfortable. It's, oh, that's what it is. Really? It's chronic fatigue syndrome? It has a name. And they go home and tell their family members, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. I've been diagnosed with CFS. And then they start to associate themselves with that name, with that label. They say, I have CFS. I have chronic fatigue syndrome. And that becomes who they are. And the doctor gives them more pharmaceuticals to treat that. They say, well, we don't really know if these work. They're kind of experimental, but try this drug and this drug and this drug. Pretty soon you're on 5 or 6 or even 10 different drugs. And the only thing that was wrong with you was the fact that maybe you didn't have enough vitamin E. You didn't have enough ribose. You didn't take enough CoQ10, or maybe you didn't get enough exercise, or you were eating too many fatty foods or fried foods or trans fats or animal fats, too much milk in your diet, too much saturated animal fat from beef products, for example. That was the only thing that was wrong with you, and you could have changed those in a week easily. You could have turned that around in a week, and you didn't need any drugs at all. But the doctor got you on the drug, and that caused the side effects, and then you're on this whole series of drugs. And now you're a victim of conventional medicine. Now you're stuck on those pharmaceuticals. You're sick. You're depressed. You have low energy. You can't sleep right. Now you're on sleeping pills, too. And they're draining your bank account month after month, hundreds of dollars at a time. And that, my friends, is the point. That's what they're after. They're not out to send you home healthy and say, goodbye, I hope we never see you again because you're so healthy, you don't need us. You think that's the way medicine works? Give me a break. They're not, they have no interest in doing that. They're far more likely to send you home, say, yeah, we sent Charlie home with that new medication, but we'll be seeing him again real soon now, won't we? Yeah, when that liver function starts to go down, we'll see Charlie right back here with some liver medications that he needs, you know. Or, we gave Charlie some chemotherapy. Don't worry, he'll be back with impaired kidney function. We'll see him again. Yeah, reserve room 110 for Charlie because he's going to be right back and he's going to need a place to stay here at the hospital. They know this. They send people home knowing they're going to need to come back and get more treatment and more medication. They do not send people home with the information that those people need to cure disease and attain sustainable health. And much of what you see in cardiology is a complete scam. You should hear my interview with Dr. Decker Weiss. He's a practicing cardiologist who understands naturopathic medicine. In fact, I've got an interview with him that's going to run on this show soon, so stay tuned for that. And Dr. Decker Weiss, he wrote a book called The Weiss Method. That's W-E-I-S-S. The Weiss Method. You can find that book at truthpublishing.com. That's our bookstore, by the way. And in this book, he talks about what he sees in cardiology, all the scams. And what people really need is some basic nutrition, some basic lifestyle changes. And he just lays it out because he has treated really tens of thousands of patients in his professional career. And he knows that almost nobody really needs coronary bypass surgery. Most of these surgeries are just bogus. They're not medically necessary at all. They're just used to generate money for the Department of Cardiology. In fact, you hear a lot of people being diagnosed with conditions when the doctor says you need surgery, like, what's this one, mitral valve prolapse. They say, well, there's something wrong with a valve in your heart. Your valve is deformed. It's misshapen, they say. We got to go in there and surgically fix the valve. Isn't it funny, though, that people who are diagnosed with this condition can correct the misshapen valve in their heart by taking B vitamins and a little bit of calcium and magnesium? Because there's no physical deformity in the heart valve in most cases. Maybe in a very small minority, there's some physical problem. But in most cases, it's a nutritional problem that causes the muscle to be flabby. I mean, think about it. Your heart is a huge muscle. It's one of the largest muscles in your body. It certainly does the most work. Now, if you have bad nutrition, what do all the muscles do in your body? I mean, if you're eating junk foods and you're not treating your body right, what happens to the muscles in your arms? They get flabby, don't they? And the muscles in your legs, they get flabby too, and your chest muscles, all flabby, if you don't exercise them. Well, does that mean your chest or your heart or your biceps or your legs, does that mean they're misshapen and you need surgery to correct the shape of those muscles? Of course not. It means you need to have better nutrition, take care of your body, have the right amount of exercise, and bring back the shape of those muscles. That's why they call it getting into shape. It brings back the shape of the muscles. And if you take care of your body and give yourself the nutrition that you really deserve and give yourself the cardiovascular exercise that you know is good for you, then guess what? Your heart muscle gets back into shape also. It actually shapes up. And then the valves reform into the shape that they're supposed to be in, and then all of a sudden, you don't have a deformity anymore. You don't have mitral valve prolapse anymore because you have reshaped your heart. You've shaped up. You're now in shape. Isn't it amazing how much power you have to heal yourself? And isn't it also astonishing how little knowledge there is in conventional medicine about this phenomenon of self-healing? Because they don't believe that someone who's been diagnosed with a heart condition can reverse it. They literally do not believe it. That is not part of their reality. They don't understand that people are reversing heart disease every day all over the world by turning to nutrition. They don't get that. Because, of course, it does not support their profession. It does not support what they do and what they're good at. I mean, a heart surgeon is good at going in heroically, opening up your chest cavity, crunch, that's no fun, working on your heart, saving your life like a surgical hero. How smart do you have to be to do that? They save your life, that's what they're into. They don't want to say, oh, you don't need surgery, change your diet, you'll be fine. It's not really as fulfilling to a surgeon. You know, surgeons are scalpel jockeys, they're sometimes called. They see a patient, they want to use the scalpel. It's kind of like you talk to a carpenter about a problem, he wants to use a hammer on it. You talk to a surgeon, he wants to use a scalpel. If you don't want the scalpel, don't talk to the surgeon. Go get a second opinion from a naturopathic doctor. Chances are, whatever you're dealing with, cardiovascular health, heart disease, mitral valve prolapse, possible coronary bypass surgery, whatever you're dealing with, you don't need surgery. Chances are that there are alternatives that you can pursue under the care of a naturopathic physician. I always recommend that you work with a qualified practitioner, by the way. Don't just do this by yourself. But work with a naturopathic physician, an ND, and find out what are your alternatives. What can you do to avoid having your chest cavity opened up by a scalpel jockey? Because you can probably do lots of different things. You can change your diet, you can exercise, you can get vitamin D, you can start taking fish oils, you can just revolutionize your health, and you can be symptom-free, probably in a matter of months. So educate yourself, folks. You don't have to be trapped by this system of conventional medicine. You do have options. You can learn more about those options at my website, naturalnews.com. I hope you've enjoyed this show. You've been listening to The Health Ranger Show, and we'll be back again next time with more great information to empower you about how to revolutionize your own personal health. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next time.